So please mute yourself. And welcome everybody. This is a time for renewal and appreciation. So do whatever you need to do to make yourself comfortable. And just close your eyes when you're ready. And begin to follow your breathing. Being aware of the coolness of the in-breath and the warmth of the out-breath. Being aware of the rhythm of your breath, how easily it flows all by itself, without any effort on your part. It just happens. Just allow yourself to relax now. Feeling all the muscles in your body letting go. With every out-breath, allowing yourself to sink deeper and deeper into relaxation. And you may notice that every third out-breath automatically and easily allows you to unwind. Just following your breath, breathing in and breathing out. The rhythm of your breath connecting you to the rhythm of the planet, the ebb and flow of the tides, the waxing and waning of the moon, and the change of the seasons, all connecting to the rhythm of your breath, the rhythm of life. That's right. Just allowing, just letting go, knowing you're safe, you feel secure, you feel in control. That's right. Just letting go. Nothing bothers you, nothing disturbs you. This is your time. This is for you. Nobody needing anything. Nobody wanting anything, as you choose to let go, just relax. And I wonder if you go even deeper inside and find the rhythm of your heartbeat. And give grateful thanks to your heart for allowing you to be here on this planet at this time, to do the work you're here to do, to love and be loved, and to spread your light. The rhythm of your heart connects you to every living creature on the planet, every animal that walks or swims or flies, every plant that grows, trees, the flowers, the grasses, all connected to the rhythm of life, the rhythm of your heart, rhythm of your breath. As I count now from 1 to 20, allow your mind, body, and spirit to relax. Counting down now, 1, 2, following your breath, 3, 4, 5. Ah, relaxing down. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Deeper down. 11, 12, 13, 14. Feeling your shoulders drop, your muscles relax. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20, and find yourself in your safe place, the place where you feel the most good, where you feel safe, secure, and in control. And notice how beautiful this place is. Maybe there's sunlight coming through. Maybe you can smell the scent of flowers. Or maybe you can hear birdsong or music. I don't know. It's your safe place. Find yourself there. As I invite you to journey with me to release the old and welcome the new. At this time, it can be old thoughts, old feelings, or old energy that no longer serves you well, or old memories, if they ever did serve you well. Allow yourself during this time to access those thoughts and feelings from a distance as you journey along. Allow yourself, without judgment, to recognize these feelings and memories. They had a purpose at this time. They did their job, and they're no longer needed or wanted. This is a journey of your imagination. You can either visualize the journey, imagine the journey, or think the journey. Whichever way you decide to take the journey, it's your journey. If you so desire, this is the time to let go of the emotional and intellectual clutter that clouds your thoughts and feelings and your life. Now. These are times in our lives when all the signs seem to be pointing us in a particular direction. Our thoughts and dreams are echoed in songs and stories we hear and the media we see. Maybe the messages we're getting from the universe don't seem to make sense in the real world, but somewhere deep inside, the urges we feel right. Maybe you feel you're being told to move to a new city, although your life where you are is just fine. Or maybe you feel the desire to pursue a new direction in your career when it never really interested you to do that before. When we spend time getting in touch with our higher selves, our intuition sends us directives to lead us to become our best and most fulfilled self. And when we're opening and listening, the next step is to take action and go for it. Taking action for enrichment doesn't have to be dramatic or huge. It can be recognizing what we have already, acknowledging it and amplifying it. So let's begin as we always do with the body. Most of us have two of what we need and one of what we need within and on the surface of our body to live a good life. Our eyes to see beauty, our ears to hear music, and mostly our body works as it needs to as we rush or amble our way through life. And that's a good place to start. Love and respect your body, whatever shape it takes on. It's doing the work to enable the soul to live the life we've chosen. I would ask you to recognize and spend some time every morning acknowledging those parts we mostly ignore, including your toes, your elbows, your earlobes, the back of your knees, all parts of the mostly ignored harmonious architecture that make up the workings of our human being body. Take time to recognize and say thank you. Each morning, take time to say thank you. Now, let's focus on that part of us that is our thinking mind. It does so much for us without thanks or recognition. It takes in, processes, analyzes, and stores millions of bits of information. Sometimes it absorbs and analyzes too much, and we overthink things, which can leave us feeling stressed and tired. And for the next moments, though, allow your thinking mind to just be. If thoughts arise, just send them loving kindness and come back to just being. Giving that the thinking mind does so much for us, let's open to offering it gratitude. Now, thank it for what it does to support you. Maybe for the very first time ever, offer kindness and grateful thanks to your thinking mind. Now, and notice what happens when you offer your mind thanks. Does it bring up feelings or thoughts? Just notice. That's right. And at this time, call to mind a time when you experienced a difficult emotion. As you hold this situation and emotion in mind, notice if there's any judgments attached to it. Is there condemnation or self-criticism, either strong or subtle? Is there self-righteousness, either strong or subtle? Notice whatever judgments might be there and see if you can soften as you exhale. Breathe in and exhale judgment. Breathe in. Exhale judgment. Breathe in. Exhale self-judgment. These judgments dim your light. So for the next few moments, breathe in and exhale judgment. Breathe in, exhale judgment. That's right. Let it all leave your body and mind at this time. Breathing in, exhale, judgment. And when you're ready, inhale and welcome self-compassion. So instead of judging your emotions as good or bad, right or wrong, notice the sheer fact of their presence and invite a caring attitude and pink light to surround them. The love from your heart, that pink light, surrounds them. And murmur from your heart to yourself, I offer self-compassion. I witness my emotions without judgment. I honor and care and love myself. I'm here for myself through all of life experiences. Murmur from your heart, I offer self-compassion. I witness my emotions without judgment. I love, honor, and care for myself. I am here for myself through all of life experiences. I offer self-compassion. I breathe in self-compassion. That's right. Take a moment to rest in self-compassion and promise yourself to witness all emotions with understanding and without judgment. Rest in this self-compassion. Maybe for the first time ever, you allow yourself to feel self-compassion. That's right. Offer yourself gratitude for this now. It's not always easy to offer ourselves compassion at any time. And as you inhale, feel the sense of love, respect, compassion, and kindness growing inside you. Being kind and compassionate to yourself, maybe for the first time ever, or for the first time in a long, long time. Allow it. Rest in this self-compassion and promise to witness all emotions with understanding and without judgment. Offer yourself gratitude for this now. It's not always easy to offer ourselves compassion at any time. As you inhale, feel this sense of love, respect, compassion, and kindness growing inside you. Just feel it. Feel the love, self-respect, self-compassion, and kindness to yourself growing inside you. And allow each exhale to help soften your thinking mind and any tension you might be holding around the concept of self-love or self-respect, kindness, and compassion to yourself. Allow it to be so. Take the time. Allow it to be so. Go deep inside now and find where you hold your soul light. Maybe your heart, maybe your solar plexus. How does it show itself to you? Like a candle flame maybe, or an ember of light? Or maybe you just feel it. Now, allow that light to expand gently and feel it flowing through your entire body like warm, loving oil, flowing into every part of your human being, every cell in your body, the human part of you, filled with this glorious, golden, universal, loving acceptance light. Become aware of that light flowing beyond you into this group, sharing with each other as the combined light flows up and out toward the light of the Creator, the One Light. Feel the unconditional love and acceptance as you recognize the familiar feeling of coming home, home to unconditional love and support, home to the knowing and understanding that you are more than the body you inhabit at this time. Home to love and acceptance. Home to be recharged, reborn, and reimagined. It is here in this home, you understand that you are loved. And with this love comes a joy and understanding of being part of the tapestry of life at this time. With all the connections, understandings, and responsibility that comes with having unconditional love and acceptance within your light. Yes, you are loved. Bathe in that light for some time. Knowing you can return here at any time, this is your true home. And may you realize that you are never alone, that your soul in its brightness and belonging connects you intimately with the rhythm of the universe, with every living creature on the planet. Also, you realize the shape of your soul is unique and that you have a special destiny here, that behind the facade of your life, there is something beautiful and eternal happening. As we have been blessed, so we bless one another as you breathe in and breathe out. Let the love of the universe flow outward in its height and depth to broad extent, recognizing you are more than you know and more beloved than you know. Take up what power is yours to create a safe haven. Make of earth a heaven. Give hope to those you encounter, that they may know safety from inner and outer harm, that they may be happy and at peace. Be the blessing you already are. That is always enough. And at this time, think of someone who plays a role in your life. And bring that person to your mind and imagine them sitting in front of you and offer these phrases of loving kindness to them. May you live in safety. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. All people, all creatures, all animals, all those in existence, near and far, known to us and unknown to us, all beings on the earth, in the air, in the water, those being born, those dying. May all beings live in safety, be happy, be healthy, live with ease, and feel the energy of this aspiration extending infinitely in front of you, either side of you, behind you, above and below, as your heart extends in countless ways, leaving no one and nothing out. May all beings live in safety, be happy, be healthy, live with ease. As you breathe in the light, and all the energy return to your body and your vibrations slow down. As I begin to count from 10 to 1, knowing that you are blessed, you are loved, you are light. Coming back now, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, wiggle your toes and your fingers, shrug your shoulders, bring yourself back. 3, 2, and 1. Slowly, gently open your eyes and bring yourself back into your body. That's right. That's right. Let me see your faces. I want to make sure you're okay. Christine, come on back. Sanjeet, Tim, Melissa, Dorothy, Stephanie, there you are. Paula, and come back. I need to see you to make sure you're okay. come back, please. Christine, can't see you. There she is. Okay, good. Okay, good. I want to be sure everybody's okay. Elaine, you okay?
Right.
Okay, good. Good. Okay. All right.
That was a beautiful meditation, Georgina. I really enjoyed that.
Good. Glad. Thank you.
Yes, good. I agree.
Who's that? It's
awesome. Fantastic.
Okay. Good.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's timely, I think, you know?
Yeah. Very beautiful. Very beautiful. Thank you.
Okay. Well,
it felt like renewal over Easter, you know, that hope, that renewal. It was beautiful.
That's right. That's what it was for. Good. Good. It is now, it will be on podcast. If you need to listen to it again, we've recorded it. So you can always access it when you feel the need. But remember who you are. Remember who you truly are, please. In the times of despair and the times of trouble. We're going through a lot right now. Some people in the world are going through some terrible times. But always within those people, there are some that remember who they are and help others and rise up. So whether they be in Afghanistan or wherever they are. Okay. I interrupted somebody. Somebody was going to say something.
I was going to say something. Two words stood out for me during the meditation. It was receptive and fulfillment.
What was the first word, Nani?
Receptive.
Receptive.
And it felt like being open also fulfills it. I don't know. They seem to work together.
Yes. Thank you. I'm going to write that down. Okay. You always come up with such wisdom, Lainey. It's lovely.
I'm not sure where.
Well, some part of you does.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. It's lovely. Okay. Any comments from anybody else? No? Okay. So whether you celebrate the Seder tonight or you celebrate Easter dinner or however you celebrate, be grateful and thankful and celebrate each other and your soul. Thank your soul. Okay. Happy Passover and Easter to all of you. Stay safe. Wear your mask. I don't care what the government says. Wear your mask. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Georgina.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you.
Namaste. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. See you next Friday, maybe. Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Georgina.
Who's, let me see you.
Olga.
Hi, Olga.